Gopa.
He left. He was in Maya for a long time. He stole $6,000. Also. He must have gotten more. That's all I know. He took from the bank.
He could have got the whole thing.
He could have, but he couldn't. Because he was in Yemen, he couldn't trade it in. But I had American money hidden for, because we are foreigners, you must keep some American money. And he knew where it was, and he took $4,000 of that. But I don't know how much money he took. At least $6,000. And he left it to Dundee. If he was supposed to go to Korea and file for missionary visas, and I looked in his drawer, in his files, and he had not gone, but he had been away. And he came back and said that he went. So I took over all the money and everything, took over all the accounts. But I did not trust him. He was not changing properly. He was not Christian conscious. Then he slept away. I think it had been planned though for some time. It was very planned. I don't know. He's a criminal. He's taken so much money. He has not left any message.
He sent back the bank book.
Yeah.
He took the bank book. Had all the money, all this money.
He went to the bank to pay the rent. And he withdrew and paid the rent and withdrew some for himself. And he left.
Only he seen this?
Only. Because he is the only one who has property visa. He has business visa. That was the problem.
Well,
I think it's all done. He's doing this. But he is very reluctant to become the president. He does not like the business.
That is good. He thinks himself unfit. What did he
say? He's very intelligent, though.
Very intelligent. Good theology. But did you bring any translation back?
No.
He's not able to translate. He's only learned Japanese since he went to Japan. He did not know it previously.
He had translated the whole Bhagavad Gita, but it just sits there. They say that it is not as well enough translated to Japanese people.
Will not be accepted.
Yeah.
Well, she's been working on Iso Ponsar, but not very quickly.
Bhavan, I just met one boy here, and a boy from Fukushima, Japan. He speaks very little English, and he's shaven head speaker, and I just preached with him, and he is going to go back to Tokyo, and his visa is expiring in a week or two, and he says he wants to go back and help to spread Christian consciousness. No, he is a very intelligent boy. He speaks Spanish, a little bit of Spanish, Chinese, English, and a little English. And he's a fluent, of course, because he's born
in Japan. That's what we need.
He came in contact with our movement in Los Angeles, and he just asked me the question. When he was a young boy in Fukushima, he used to go to the Buddhist temples and play with drums. And he wanted to know why now, after so many years, he saw our family come to him in Los Angeles, and he was very much attracted. So much so that he went to give them to the temple and shake his head. So Tongan is a natural pity. That is our tradition in Krishna consciousness. So he has a desire to return back to Japan and help take translation and study in a good mind. His name is Fuji.
our God, most gladly. I want to see that according to the test, see that there's a 60 question.
So we are giving as much as we can to loans and for construction. There's just there's a loan that spiritual sky has a large debt to the book trust that they owe.
What?
Well, they told me somewhere 100,000, 150,000. Yeah, apparently it was something that was done a long time ago.
When I started, I was just only saying, that's why I'm doing this tradition. Now, my boss says, he says, go ahead. I see that. I just don't do that. But,
that's not the workers and not their souls.
Well, our brother is not in India. He has come back from
there. Yeah, he is.
He has Indian dreams.
That's why they recognize India. Just they know that those Buddhists from India.
Yes. This is Kumbhok. India is also a holy place for the Buddhists. The idea of Rita, Jagannath Puri, they are both.